Bayou-Labatre is a pleasant little town on Alabama's Gulf of Mexico coast, where shrimping and shipbuilding are the major industries. But much of the town remained shut down nearly 2 years after Katrina rolled through. One exception is the Vien Dong food market, where immigrants from Vietnam and other Asian nations gather to shop and visit. Many of them work on shrimp boats here and temporarily lost their employment when Katrina devastated the port and destroyed many boats. But they're back now, hoping nature's wrath will spare the town this hurricane season. The same sentiment can be heard all along the coast, especially in places like Long Beach, Mississippi. It took the full brunt of Katrina. The storm knocked many beachfront homes off their foundation slabs, and most owners have yet to come back to rebuild. One of the few hardy ones who has returned is 80-year-old Anna Berry.
This is my house, where my house was before Katrina. And it was just, you know, down to the slab after Katrina.
She and her family lost their home once before to Hurricane Camille in 1969, but they love living here, so they rebuilt.
We made the mistake of thinking there will never be another storm like Camille, but nature proved us wrong.
Even though she lost her home here twice to hurricanes, Berry says she had to come back and rebuild.
My children grew up here, and this is home to them. So we decided we'd do it one more time.
Although the beach remains, Katrina swept away much of the area's charm, and Berry says it may take some time to feel fully at home again.
Even now, when you drive along this very familiar stretch of Highway 90, sometimes you think, well, where exactly am I? Because some of the street signs haven't been replaced, and the landmarks are gone.
Wrangles over insurance payments and fear of future hurricanes have slowed recovery along the Gulf Coast, but those who have come back say life here is worth the risk. Rodney McGavran works in the shipyards at Bayou-Labatre. He says the worst is now over and the area is starting to recover.
The cleanup was, you know, it took a little while. I mean, it was months before, you know, I think before people actually got back, you know, going again. You know, maybe it probably some of them still never get back in there, you know, never get back.
He plans to stay, but he remains nervous about what might come.
I just hope we don't have a bad hurricane season. That's what I hope, because we don't need that.
Greg Flakus, VOA News, Bayou-Labatre, Alabama.